Welcome back. Day 8. The first half was about you. The next 3 days are about everyone around you. Today, leadership. Paul calls it the conductor. Here is the opening line of chapter 7. A conductor never plays a note, yet without one, the orchestra is just noise. In the AI transformation age, your job is not to play every instrument. It is to draw out the music in your people. That sentence does something important. It moves the definition of leadership. For a generation, the best leader was often the best doer. You got promoted because you were excellent at the tasks. The tasks became the job became the identity. Paul argues that the tasks are now cheap. The machine does them in seconds, around the clock, at near zero cost. So doing them yourself is not leadership anymore. It is a bottleneck. The leader who matters now does something a machine cannot. They bring out the human premium in everyone around them. Watch an orchestra. The conductor never touches an instrument. They do not play the violin better than the violinist. And yet, without them, 80 skilled musicians produce only noise. The conductor shapes the timing, the dynamics, and the unity. Their instrument is the people. That is the shift. You stop trying to be the best player in the room. You start making the whole room play as one. This is the hardest transition any capable person makes. It feels like letting go of the thing you were rewarded for your whole career. The good news is, the trade is real. The conductor is not measured by what they produce alone. They are measured by what they make possible in others. Picture a team you have either led or watched. There is one person whose judgment is uncommon. There is another who reads a client's mood before a word is said. There is another with taste no model can match. As a doer, you would step in and override all three. As a conductor, you draw each one out. You ask the question that surfaces their judgment. You hand the client reed to the one who sees it best. You let the one with taste close the loop on what ships. Paul writes that the conductor knows every player's strength and develops it on purpose. You see, name, and grow the unique premium in each person on the team. You do not delegate chores. You conduct premiums. And here is where AI fits. You point the machine at the fungible work, the drafting, the reporting, the routine, so that every person on your team is freed to spend their hours on the part only they can do. The danger Paul names is the opposite move, letting the machine flatten your people into operators of it. The conductor uses AI to clear the noise so the human music can be heard. Now, your practice. Today is small and specific. Pick one person on your team. One. The person can be anyone, a direct report, a peer you work with often, someone you mentor. First, name out loud in your journal the one human premium they bring that no one else on the team brings. Be specific, not a personality trait, a capacity, empathy, judgment, trust, presence, taste, purpose, care. Which one is theirs, and what does it look like in practice? Second, find one task or one decision you are currently holding that they could grow into. Hand it to them this week, either by yourself or with AI taking the fungible part underneath it. The point is to clear the room for their premium to play. If you do not lead a team in title, this still applies. Replace the word team with the word people. The peer who keeps coming to you, the newer colleague, the person in another department who circles back when something is hard. The conductor move works without an org chart. In your journal tonight, write two lines, the name and capacity, the task you handed over. That is the rep. Here is why this matters. Paul writes that when each person operates from their premium, the team crosses a threshold. The collection of individuals becomes a kinetic force, a unit with its own momentum. That is the conductor's real output, not a louder version of your own effort. A team that has reached its boiling point and now generates power you could never produce alone. Tomorrow, day 9, the multiplier moment. The chapter that names the highest leverage thing you will ever do as a leader. One person, one capacity, one handoff. See you tomorrow.